Political analyst Dr. Theo Richardson believes calls by religious bodies impressing upon Ghanaians to fast and pray to uphold the country's peace after the Supreme Court verdict is in the wrong direction. Dr. Richardson, who is strongly opposed to such calls, says it puts undue pressure on the people. The religious bodies should therefore move beyond calls for fasting and praying and engage politicians who are directly involved in the case. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News last night, Dr. Richardson advised the religious leaders to strive to be neutral as well as reposition themselves to deal with sensitive national issues.
Although there's been that goodwill on the part of a section of the Christian community in Ghana, these statements seem to have made the efforts of the Christian community or religious bodies more difficult. In particular, we want peace, but peace is not a commodity to be taken from the shelves. More so, if there's no justice in society, there will not be peace. So the question we have to ask ourselves, whether there has been social justice in this country and whether those conditions have fostered peace. And this talk about peace, I don't think if anyone wants to do anything, you know, it will give any signal. Like the proverbial duck, who will not confront the crow when it attempts to take its duckling?
But do you think fasting and prayers can help us deal with the challenges of the Supreme Court election petition?
The petition is allowed by the Constitution. With this question about fasting and prayer, I think it has to do with the God and the Godhead. But as a nation, if things are not right, God will not listen. If the evidence shows that the elections were compromised and that the pleadings of the petitioner should be upheld, I don't see any big deal about peace and all that. After all, the petitioners do not control the army. And they have not said that if the matter was not ruled in their favor, they would do anything else. So this grandstanding by some civil society organizations, as well as if, you know, some of the pronouncements coming from the military, look at the Ghanaian Times, the military says we are ready. Now, on the other hand, the church says that we must fast and pray to avert anything. So what is this contradiction? It is in vast stage. It tells us that, especially those who are approaching the petitioner, that they should accept the verdict by all means. The man has sent the petition to court. This, I think, rests more on those in the affairs of the state, in charge of the pillars of power, than anyone else.
You heard a political analyst, Dr. Theo Richardson.